isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a passion for thanatology and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents would die to watch The Deadly Mantis and Killers from Outer Space at the drive-in. You have slowly cooled to room temperature, face-planted the meringue, became immortally challenged, kicked the oxygen habit, are no longer eligible for the census. A necrophiliac's dream. No matter how pleasant it all sounds, the cessation of all biological functions in a living organism is brought about by a surfeit of misfortune, murder, disease, malnutrition, suicide, predation, or injury. And even if you manage to evade those, good old senescence will get you in the end. In Rock and Rhythm, the end took many forms and artists showed little fear of rocking with the Reaper. We all gotta go sometime, and however it happens, just remember, you were dead billions of years before you were born, and that wasn't so bad. Poet Langston Hughes said, "Let life be like music, and death a note unsaid." But on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, death will have a lot to say as we hear from Howlin' Wolf, Don and Dewey, Memphis Minnie, The Kingsmen, Lloyd Price, The Dewdroppers, Louis Jordan, The Highlighters, and Bobby Bland.
That's one thing we can be sure of here. Death is real.
In 1955, the Valeras cut a tune that, for all its charms, had a rather annoying crying and wailing part at the end that was a bit too much to warrant repeat listening, which the Kingsmen, reconstituted after Louie Louie slayed the airwaves, wisely put to pasture for their 1964 cover of Death of an Angel, which, as of 2014, none of the Kingsmen have joined the ranks of.
My baby's gone, and she left me to stay. My baby's gone and left me. My baby's gone away. I still remember the day she went away. That was the day that she left me to stay. I know my baby's gone. I don't know why I want to be beside her, but I'm afraid to die. My baby's gone, my baby's gone away. My baby's gone, yeah, she left me to stay.
Chart success eluded the dynamic duo Don and Dewey as their tenure with Specialty Records entered its death throes by 1959. Then following upstart Sonny Bono over to the Tiny Rush label, flatlined their musical EKG. Don Harris eventually passed in 1999, Dewey Terry followed him 4 years later. Culled from one of their last sessions for Specialty, and shelved until 1960, Kill Me.
me. Yeah, my heart is alone now. Yeah, my nights are blue. Hey, my only thought of, whoa, child, is of you. Yes, I don't mind, I don't mind, God. So come on and kill me now.
We can be thankful the principal remnant of films like Look Out, Sister was to capture performances of Louis Jordan's music. But as far as plot, well, Sister involves Jordan suffering from exhaustion, entering rehab, dreaming that he's a cowboy at a dude ranch, and gets the girl after he awakens. Well, at least we have a great performance of his number one 1946 hit, Jack, You're Dead, which Louis was by 1975.
No more assurance than a great big hunk of lead. If you don't respond to romance, Jack, you're dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you're dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Mose. When you get no kicks from loving and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living, Jack, you dead. Nobody, since you gone and lost your head, rigor mortis or set in daddy, Jack, you dead. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Mose. When you get no kicks from loving and the news begin to spread, all the cats will holler, murder, Jack, you dead. All the breath is leaked out of you when your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't he look natural? When that happens to you, daddy, Jack, you dead.
bluegrasser Joe Franklin and his Mimosa Boys,
you all want mimosas?
Had the chops to sign with micro label Blue Ridge before changing their name to the Highlighters and ratcheting up the rockabilly for a lone single on Mercury in 1958, the same year they killed it on the Ed Sullivan Show. But oblivion quickly beckoned for the Highlighters and for Franklin in 2001. Dance Me to Death.
I'm gonna plant you now and dig you later. You real cool cat, you little sweet potato. Now, I love to dance, but now, listen, dear, I better shape up and ship on out of here. You gonna dance me to death. You're gonna dance me to death. Now, slow down, cat, let me catch my breath. Ooh, baby, gonna dance me to death. I've got a party on hand. I'm going on down cause I'm a dancing man. I'm grabbing me a chick, I'm gonna hit the floor. The crowd all yell, more, more, more. You're gonna dance me to death. They're gonna dance me to death. Slow down, honey, let me catch my breath. Ooh, baby, you're gonna dance me to death. The bop, she did the freeze. She danced so hard, she put me to my knees. I can't keep dancing with the greatest of ease till I hollered, honey, now please, 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 you're gonna dance me to death. You're gonna dance me to death. Slow down, baby, let me get my breath. Woo, honey, you're gonna dance me to death. You're gonna dance me to death.
Lizzie Douglas, aka Memphis Minnie, was a formidable six-string ace before passing in 1973. Ironically, deploying a popular slang of the day in part used to describe a good-looking man, and a little lyrical pinching from a 1939 Cats and Fiddle tune, Minnie cut Killer Diller Blues twice in 1946, a slower early version, and this faster version with drums. Perhaps the song with the deepest grave on the review, its origins have been traced back to late 18th century Ireland. Like so many songs, it evolved substantially from the versions prior to Louis Armstrong's 1928 take, which has become the source for the many versions since. Of those, Bobby Blue Bland's 1960 visit to St. James Infirmary is a high point, while Bland was struck out by the Big Blue Pencil in 2013.
Went down to St. James Infirmary, and I heard my baby groan, and I felt so brokenhearted. She used to be my very own. I tried so hard from crying, my heart felt just like lead. She was all that I had to live for. Oh, I just wish it was me instead.
Another vintage folk song to make its way to the review tells the factual tale of the 1895 murder of Billy Lyons by Stag Lee Shelton over a Stetson hat. Lloyd Price gave the oft-recorded murderous tune a shot in 1958, but the tragically unhip Dick Clark thought Lloyd's Stagger Lee too morbid and had Price re-record it with PC lyrics. Luckily, the unclarked version is what's often heard today, and as of 2014, Lloyd is too.
The night was clear, and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was through 7 minutes for that, he threw 8.
Like others in the vocal group era, J.C. Ginyard formed his group, the Dewdroppers, after stints in various gospel outfits. The Dewdroppers raised enough chart notice for RCA to find faith in activating R&B-centric labels like Groove, for which the Dewdroppers were tapped for the first single. Dead Broke was on the 1953 flip side, and Broke Dead are all the members of the group today.
I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Yes, I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Red man come took all my money, but I thank God he left my honey. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Yes, I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Yes, I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Clothes is ragged and my shoes are thin. I ain't had a square meal and God knows when. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Money all the time, but now I'm old and full of coal. My baby's still with me, God bless her soul. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Yes, I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Spent all my money, look at the fun I had, but my baby's still with me and I don't feel bad. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. My band is easy to please. It don't take much, long as I got that certain touch. We fit together like a hand in a glove and live on a shoestring and a whole lot of love. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. Yes, I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied. I'm dead broke, but I'm satisfied.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Ruby Masters. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com. to learn more about the review.
Well, let me know if there's any change in his condition. He's dead.
For all the conjecture regarding Howlin' Wolf's 1964 classic, Killin' Floor, guitarist Hubert Sumlin set the record straight in an interview shortly before his 2011 passing, some 36 years after Wolf. Quote, "That means a woman has you down," he explained. "She went out of her way to try to kill you. She at the peak of doing it, and you got away now." Sumlin paused and added, "You know, people have wished they was dead."
Mine. I'd have been gone. I should have been gone.